The Health Secretary says reforms to the way GPs in England operate will help rebuild the NHS. The British Medical Association and the government have agreed a deal for the first time in 4 years. It includes an extra £889 million in funding next year and also cuts red tape. Wes Streeting says the contract should help to end the morning rush for appointments.
It's going to deliver, not just for GPs, but most importantly for patients, modernising the way that people can book appointments so people get access to online services, bringing back the family doctor relationship, incentivising GPs so that the patients see the same GP on repeat.
Kingston GP Dr Nick Merrifield is welcoming the news and says anyone who wants to should be able to see the same GP.
The phrase is triage, it's sort of a filtering process. So when people get in touch with us, we're asking people a bit more about what their issue is that day or what they need from us. And we can then absolutely see whether they would benefit from this kind of continuity, seeing the same doctor. And then we can prioritise those people who need that. So, of course, some people don't have any significant health problems and their priority is actually just seeing somebody efficiently, quickly, and they don't maybe care so much who they see. So when we know more about the issue that is presenting itself, then we can balance those demands much more effectively.
The Lib Dem leader and MP for Kingston and Surbiton, Sir Ed Davey, has held a Westminster Hall debate promoting the success of Kingston University's Future Skills programme. The aim of the debate was to urge the government to support what Sir Ed has described as an oven-ready programme, visit Kingston University and provide additional funding to support it. The debate was attended by the Parliamentary Under-Secretary of State for Education, Janet Davey, students and also Kingston University Vice-Chancellor, Stephen Spear. Sir Ed opened the debate championing the strengths of Kingston University's Future Skills programme and he also talked about the benefit that it will have on higher education, skills in the economy and economic growth.
I'm super proud to say this idea has been researched, developed, piloted, tested and rolled out in the fabulous university in my constituency, Kingston University. Let me be clear that I have one main simple ask of the minister today. Please, please, can she or her ministerial colleagues come to Kingston University to hear more from the academics involved?
Plans for a new leisure centre and regeneration in Purley have been approved by Croydon Council's Planning Committee. Pulaski's proposals include a leisure centre with pool, later living housing scheme and a public square. The last pool in Purley closed at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in March 2020. Croydon's Executive Mayor Jason Perry is welcoming the news.
Croydon is a great place and there's a lot going on. A lot happening, and you know, sometimes we get caught up in the negativity. But you know, one of my jobs is to promote the positive stuff about Croydon. So we have the context. In that context, there's a lot of great things going on here.
Wild beavers are expected to make a comeback in England. The government has approved their release in a move welcomed by environmental groups. And a dog who joined London Fire Brigade at only 10 weeks old is retiring after becoming its longest-serving fire investigation dog. Sherlock, a Cocker Spaniel, attended the Grenfell Tower fire and also met royalty. He's been in service for 12 years. He's trained to identify the presence of up to 10 flammable liquids, such as acetone and petrol, and has recently been working in the community on fire safety and prevention. And we all wish him a happy retirement. Finally, a former commando's damaged green beret has been replaced by the Royal Marines during a visit to his nursing home in New Malden. Chloe Norman takes up the story.
Herbert's priest and his coveted green beret nearly 70 years ago during his national service as a Marine First Class, but it was damaged accidentally in a tumble dryer soon after he moved to Linton Hall Nursing Home in New Malden. A special visit to furnish Bert with a new beret was arranged between the Corps and the clinical nursing manager Fiona Larkin.
And that's your good news for today. My name's Lucy Mayer.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on coffee.